this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a great game for you tonight right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie entertains Botkins in boys Shelby County League action with third place on the line. I'm Jack Raymer with Chuck McBee. Redskins pep band strikes up across the way. Senior recognition night here at Fort Loramie. Just two 12th graders on the boys basketball team. Nick Brandewey was honored. Evan Holscher was honored. They'll both be in the starting five. Evan gets the nod. He'll go up against the likes of Jacob Plyman, an imposing inside player for Botkins, which has been on a roll. 11 of 12 wins for Botkins. Now 16-4, 7-3 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie Redskins, 13-6 overall, 6-4 in Shelby County League play. Huge contest tonight, Chuck. It's got third place implications. If Fort Loramie wins tonight, beats Fairlawn on Monday, and Botkins loses on Monday on the road at Anna, they swap two games in the standings. Fort Loramie leapfrogs Botkins, and Fort Loramie winds up in third all by its lonesome. If Botkins beats Fort Loramie tonight, guess what? Trojans have a two-game lead with one game left on Monday, and third place is all Botkins with a victory tonight. They try to duplicate the feat that occurred back on January 3rd when Botkins beat Fort Loramie in OT at Botkins by 8.
Well, if Botkins wins this game tonight, there's going to be a third game.
Yes.
Unless something unforeseen happens in Piqua.
In two weeks.
So, yep. You know, I think that
2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, it is 2 weeks from tonight.
Right.
This is going to be a good basketball game. Both teams are very talented. Botkins may be a little healthier right now, but Fort Loramie, we saw them against Anna last week, and they played all the way up till about 2 minutes to go, and then Anna kind of pulled away, ended up winning by 8. But Anna knew they were in a basketball game. Loramie is by far the most physical basketball team in the Shelby County.
Everybody Fort Loramie's played this year has known at the end of 32 minutes by the close of four quarters that they were in a tussle. Fort Loramie will D you up. The defense is outstanding. If the Redskins can make enough plays in the fourth quarter, they can pull off some upsets and go deep into the tourney. It's got to start tonight. Fort Loramie has won some cliffhangers. Fort Loramie's lost some cliffhangers. That first meeting was a 40-40 tie, Chuck, at the end of four periods of play. And Botkins rolled on with 15 points in the fourth quarter, 11 of 15 at the free throw line. I alluded to Jacob Plyman, the big man in the middle for the Botkins Trojans, who stands 6'5" tall. He's just a sophomore, one of the several young athletes on this Botkins team. And Plyman's been streaking with 21 points, 19 points, 16 points in his last three games. He had 18 in the first meeting this year between the two. And how about the Botkins win over Jackson Center in the last few weeks?
Yeah.
46-43. That was an OT, just as the Botkins win was over Fort Loramie. Botkins also owns a close victory over Fairlawn, a game we covered early in the year at Botkins. So Botkins has made a living winning the blowouts and the close ones over the course of the year, winning 16 of 20 games so far.
Well, if you look I mean, you look at the fact that Plyman's starting to really score some points, but you take a look at Zane Paul and Jaden Pretty, two incredibly good perimeter players.
Yep.
You got to guard them. If you go try to cover down on their side on Plyman, they're going to drill you. And then they add, and I'm going to assume this is his brother, Carter Plyman, a 6'3 freshman that's now out there. We saw him the first time.
Yeah, we've seen him play in a substitute role, very effective. In fact, he's now averaging about seven and a half points a game. And the head coach, Sean Powell of Botkins, says, hey, in so many words, he's my Swiss Army knife. He comes in and guards very tightly, the best offensive player on the other club.
Well, I mean, that's a nice thing to have, especially at 6'3".
Sure.
That means he can guard inside, outside.
Jaden Pretty had 22 in a recent win for Botkins over New Bremen. Zane Paul had 15 in that game. In that win over Jackson Center, Jacob Plyman went deep on a three. Big threes late in that game from three other young men. Tyler Free, Jaden Pretty, Zane Paul. Botkins can shoot it from distance. I didn't mention Wendell. He can as well. Jaden Wendell, fine outside shooter. Botkins can now score inside and out. Jacob Plyman, as a freshman last year, was slow in coming along, as you would expect. Wow, he's matured fast this year at 6'5 in the post. He's doing a little bit of everything, averaging about 7.5 rebounds a game, too.
Well, that's the impressive part. I mean, he's got the complete game, and you're right. Last year as a freshman, there were times where the kid was overmatched, and you do expect that. But by this time in the season, this is his second full varsity season, so he should not have any problem being competent around the basket.
Jaden Pretty, superb penetrator, fine jump shooter.
I like him a lot.
13.5 points a game, 4 rebounds a game, 4.5 assists a game. He, like Nick Randeweaver, Fort Loramie, makes everybody else look special.
Yeah, he passes the ball really well. But you're right. I mean, he can shoot the three, but he gets into the lane. He elevates on his jump shot. And once he gets down there, he's tough to stop.
Unlike Botkins, which has two young men in double digits, Plyman and Pretty at 13 points apiece, Fort Loramie still does not have a double-digit scorer yet on the year. Caleb Meyer, just under 10. Nick Brandewey now, 8.5. Grant Albers has played some fine ball in the last several weeks. He's averaging a little over 8 a game. Nolan Burning, just under 8 points a game. Fort Loramie's played some of its best basketball this year against Anna, beating Anna by 13 points early in the season in this gym. And as you alluded to, Chuck, gave the Rockets a run for their money last weekend at Anna. I think it's going to be very important for Caleb Meyer, for example, to get his points. He's got to get a dozen, 15. And Grant Albers only had 2 field goals in the first meeting against Botkins. He's got to have a game tonight that's much, much more productive.
Well, he had a terrific game against Anna last week.
Yep.
But the game before we saw him, he wasn't very good at all. So he needs to be more consistent. And they were saying that Caleb Meyer didn't practice this week until yesterday. So we'll see how he's doing.
And, of course, Caleb Maurer is out, a labrum injury. Also an injury to Elliot Gubo for Botkins. He will not play in this game. Caleb Maurer out for the rest of the year, maybe into the fall sports season for Fort Loramie, nursing a labrum, a hand injury to Elliot Gubo for Botkins. Could sideline him into the tournament.
Well, I mean, he doesn't get a ton of playing time, but he's a steadying force and another person you could put out there that's not going to hurt you. So that does make him a little weaker.
Yeah, Gubo is a senior. Caleb Maurer, just a ninth grader, but he is a very good active player and scorer for Fort Loramie. Chuck, when you looked at the schedule in the summer, as late as maybe the month of November, even early December, you really didn't think this game tonight would necessarily mean a whole lot. Well, Third place is on the line. And then psychologically, what kind of an edge might the winner have heading into the tournament? These two teams, as you noted, very likely will meet up again 2 weeks from this evening in an upper bracket sectional final at Piqua.
Well, I'm a believer that it's hard to beat a good team three times in a season.
Right.
So I think if Botkins wins this tonight, as silly as it might sound, it kind of gives Lormie a little bit of an advantage at Piqua.
Okay.
Psychologically.
Yeah.
If it's a split, it's a toss-up. Botkins wants to run. Botkins wants to score a lot of points. And Lormie is going to try to make sure that they don't, because they are an outstanding defensive team.
Interesting to note that in the last eight meetings between these two programs, the visiting team has won six times.
Yeah.
Last year, Botkins won at Fort Lormie. Fort Lormie won at Botkins. We remember the game here at the Redskins gym last year when a 47-footer, I'm exaggerating, maybe it was only 44, was thrown in by Zane Paul on the run at the buzzer, and Botkins won it 60-57.
And I forget who beat Lormie the game before that.
Right.
It was also a buzzer beater. I forget who the team was.
It sure was.
But this Botkins team, I'm not real surprised. I mean, they got talent in about five or six different spots, and they're going to be a real good basketball team. Yeah, they're a good basketball team now. They're going to be a real good team next year.
I love the way Corey Britton slowly but surely brings his Fort Lormie Redskins along. They're usually peaking in February, and they play their best basketball of the year in the tournament. Sean Powell, second year at Botkins. He scored more than 1,000 points in his basketball career, by the way, at Lima Shawnee High School. He went on to play at Wabash Valley Community College and Henry Ford Community College. And he was a JV coach up at Lima Perry before coming last year to Botkins. He's done a very good job. It's a team which caught fire around Christmas time, and since then, Botkins has won 11 of 12.
Yeah, they're on a good roll right now, and they're going to have to handle the basketball. They're going to have to be strong with it.
Yep.
Because one thing, Lormie, no matter what they do offensively, they're going to play good defense.
Yeah, that's a good point. Botkins has some lapses handling the ball. We've seen that when the Trojans have played the Anna Rockets in the last few seasons.
Right.
You've got to take care of it. You can't allow Fort Lormie to drive that ball out of your hands. Fort Lormie's very feisty, and it's a strong team physically. So Botkins has got to secure that ball and not allow Fort Lormie to create live ball turnovers and get easy hoops going the other way.
Absolutely.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Again, Local, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started in 2006-2007 without the great assistance from Local Equipment. Fort Lormie game sponsors with us for Redskins games only: Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We've got the starters in a moment, then the tip next. Fort Lormie Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
VoteJordanSheriff.com. New underwriting sponsor here through the remainder of the basketball season on ScoresBroadcast.com. Additional new underwriting sponsors, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park, and Hoeing and Hoeing Builders on McCartyville Road in Anna. Chuck, you touched on something before the playing of our national anthem, so mighty important. Botkins wants to get out and go. It's important for Botkins to play under control. They cannot afford to play fast and a little sloppy at the same time. Fort Loramie can get easy baskets that way. And, wow, if you're the Botkins Trojans, you need to get it up floor, take advantage of your talent at the offensive end. You cannot allow Fort Loramie to shake that ball loose. We saw Fort Loramie Anna, a week ago. Two football programs went at it, and that was clean, hard-nosed defense. Points were tough to come by.
They were, and Anna likes to go up and down the floor. We saw them score 93 against Fairlawn.
Yep.
And Loramie at Anna did a nice job of controlling them offensively. Just didn't score enough points.
Botkins, in its last three victories, 64, 61, 69, or I should say three of its last four victories, also mixed in there, a win over Jackson Center, 46-43 in OT. Fort Loramie Redskins have been consistently holding foes down. Fort Loramie allowing only 42.5 points a game this year, Chuck. Something's got to give tonight. Fort Loramie gave up 20 to Marion Local, 31 to Bethel, 42 to Lima Perry, 55 to Anna. In losing to Versailles and Jackson Center, Fort Loramie gave up only 35 and 34. So it's been a defensive team deluxe Fort Loramie has. So we've got something conflicting here tonight. Who's going to win out, Fort Loramie's defensive strength or Botkins' offensive strength?
Well, I think that Loramie is going to keep the game in a place they want it to be.
Right.
But can they go through some real spurts
yes.
of not scoring?
Right.
And they need to be able to continue to score because Botkins is going to probably get this thing into the 50s tonight.
Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced at the moment. Just after the Botkins Trojans were introduced, we've got ninth grader, freshman Carter Plyman in the opening five, 6 feet, 3 inches tall for Botkins. Also Denton Holman, 6'4", junior. Jacob Plyman, 6'5", sophomore. Zane Paul, Jaden Pretty at the guards, 5'10", 5'11", respectively. Pretty is the quarterback. He's the engine. He makes the club go, similar to Nick Randowee of Fort Loramie, as we alluded earlier. This is a Botkins team, Chuck, which, when it starts, Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman, and Denton Holman, it's a big, big Division IV team.
Yeah, they've got a lot of size.
Opening tip to start the game. It's Brandewee, or I should say Albers, jumping center, and he slaps it to Brandewee. Outside the arc, high right, is Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. Redskins going with Evan Holscher in the middle, 6'3 senior. Nate Meyer, Nick Brandewee, Grant Albers, Nolan Burning. Burning's got the ball straight away between the rings. Already Fort Loramie's worked a half minute off the clock. No shot. Baseline left. Here's Nate Meyer in traffic. Bullies his way to the rim. Yes, 8 foot banker on the go. Defensive foul. Count it. Plus one. And Chuck, that's a football player surviving contact and scoring.
Yeah.
Nate Meyer, 6 foot junior guard. Hands a deuce. Here's his add one foul shot short. Rebound from behind, I think, knocked out by Botkins. Yep. Jacob Plyman climbed the ladder to the rear of Grant Albers of Fort Loramie, and he got his mitt on it. Redskins ball, left of the rim, inbounds, Nolan Burning to Meyer, scramble for the loose ball, Fort Loramie gets it. Randowee fakes left, goes right. He Burrows into the paint area, makes a poor pass, picked off by Pretty of Botkins. Pretty down the floor for the Trojans. Botkins in the road black. Black numbers outlined in gold. And across the top back of the jerseys, the name of each individual player. The Botkins gold stripes down the sides of the shorts. Fort Loramie in the home white, red numbers trimmed in black. Fort above the numerals, Loramie below the numbers. Here's a reach-in foul by Grant Albers, and he's had a tendency, Chuck, to get in foul trouble early.
He picks up fouls early, and that was a silly one. He had no chance to knock that away.
Ball inbounded by Zane Paul. You know what, Chuck? I said names of the players in the backs of the Botkins jerseys. It's just the word Trojans.
They're all named Trojans.
Oh, here's a fine play by Jacob Wyman. He caught the ball low on the left, made a nifty reverse layup using the rim as a shield from Albers, and scored to tie it up. Here's Brandowee diving into the lane for Fort Loramie. Throws out back to Burning. Yes, 23-footer. Burning zeroes in.
Yeah, they need to get Nolan going again. He had a real good start to the season, and recently he's not shot the ball real well.
Averages almost two threes a game does Burning. That's one of them right there. 5-2 Fort Loramie. Here is Carter Flyman deep in the right corner for Botkins. Gives it up out high to a teammate. Then it's lobbed down inside to Jacob Flyman. Low post on the block. Feeds it back out to Jaden Pretty inside the arc. Yes, 16-footer. Switch.
What I was talking about. You see how high he got up on that jump shot?
He's at spring. Hops in those legs of his. 5-4. Fort Loramie up one. Brandowee outside the arc on the right. Guarded by Zane Paul. Near side, Nate Meyer, left corner, Nolan Burning for Fort Loramie. Albers comes out to catch. Skip pass, cross court, Nate Meyer, probes the middle, drives to the rack, blocked on the play. Good defensive effort by Holman of Botkins. Loose ball rebound down to Paul of the Trojans. Quick entry pass down to the inside. Oh, a good angle bounce to Plyman, whose shot near the rim rolls off, but he's hacked on the arm, and he's got a couple coming.
We got somebody checking into the game now for Loramie, Damon Mesher. We didn't talk about him pregame. He is coming off an ankle, and he is going to be a force for them tournament time. He's getting into basketball range now. Yep.
He can match the speed of Botkins guards, Mesher can. Free throw, Jacob Plyman, yes, perfect. 5-5, second shot, Jacob coming. Has a nice entry. Good look to the inside for Plyman. On that last shot attempt. Second free throw, though, is long. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Brandowee across the floor to Mesher. Mesher shake and bake move, 6 foot sophomore guard. Ball skipped across the court. Burning sizes up another three. Little heavy on the shot. Weak side rebound down to Holman and Botkins. Outlet to Paul. Carter Plyman's got it. Here's Pretty straight away. No one on him. Nobody switched. 25-footer wide right, barely caught the iron, went out of bounds. Well, we played 3 minutes, 3 seconds, game even at five. Right now, Chuck, scoring pace is what Fort Loramie likes.
Yep, no doubt.
Burning up and over the timeline. Gives it to Brandowee. Elbow at the right. He ducks under. Shoots from 13, drew a foul. Shot was wide left, but he's got a couple free throws coming. Nick Brandowee does that extremely well.
Yeah, it's a good ball fake that time. Got the defender up off his feet and took it into the lane.
Well, for mid-range, he is excellent. Foul shot, Nick, short, and Fort Loramie on its last two throws has caught the front iron. Second free throw, Brandowee. Both teams shoot free throws in the 60 percentile. Botkins better than Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie low 60s, Botkins upper 60s. Here's Carter Plyman, right corner. Second foul shot by Brandowee was right there on target. Plyman's got the ball 25 feet away. He's doubled up, hindered by Fort Loramie, which knocks the ball loose. Redskins have got it. Down the floor to Mesher. Pass behind him. He lost it. Zane Paul recovers for Botkins. 6-5 Fort Loramie. 4:20 left opening quarter. Here's Paul. Hook pass. Jacob Plyman. Mid-range. Back to the basket. Backs Albers down. Jacob Plyman across the lane. Block. Good play by Albers, who then tried to save it. Couldn't, though, for Brandowee in the corner.
That was good defense that time by Grant.
Yeah, Plyman was working hard, trying to generate that second foul on Albers in the first 4 minutes of the game. Good three-point shooting. Devin Ratterman on the floor now. Brandewijk gets a rest. Always have a concern late in the basketball campaign about Nick Brandewijk's knees. They're a little ouchy. 4 minutes gone in the first. 6-5 Fort Loramie. Here's a hook pass by Paul. High left to Plyman. Open from three-point territory. Missed it off the back rim. Rebound down to Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. Up to Burning. Back to Nate. Scoots into the lane. Bounce pass low on the left to Albers. Reverse layup. Good! He used the rim to fend off Plyman.
Yes, he did.
Caught the ball low left. Went beneath the iron. Popped up on the right and scored. Oh, little pick and roll out high. Wendell finds Jacob Plyman for Bodkins for the easy deuce.
Nice pass.
8-7, Fort Loramie up one. Mesher right corner for Fort Loramie to Devin Ratterman. Outside the arc on the left to Burning. Now to Devin, 25 feet away. Devin a 5'10 junior. Baseline right, Damon Mesher. Fall away shot, hit it around the corner of the board. Well done. 10-7, Fort Loramie. Jason Pretty, forecourt left for Bodkins. Plyman sets a high screen. Pretty doesn't use it. Now he relents, goes toward midcourt, dumps it down into the left corner. Having checked in is Tyler Free, 6'1 junior for Bodkins. Foul line, Jaden Wendell, 5'8 sophomore, is on the floor. Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, like you predicted in the pregame, is thwarting Bodkins at the moment. They're stymied. 2:36 left, opening quarter. Pretty passes up a three. Zane Paul wants to shoot, but on him like a glove is Nolan Burning. We're all the way down to 2:28. Bodkins has had the ball for almost 50 seconds in this possession. High left, it's Plyman. Far left flank, Pretty. They clear out for him. Baseline drive, a runner. Hit rim. Good look, but it wouldn't go down. Mesher cleared the board for Fort Loramie. Into the right corner. Baseline right, Albers. Drop step. Goes to the rim around Plyman. Good defense by Jacob. Shot way short. It was altered, and Bodkins recovered it. Wendell, top of the key. No pick and roll with Plyman. Now Pretty works his way in the lane. Probes the middle. A floater. Teardrop in front. Hits it.
That was Pretty.
Uh-huh. P-R-E-T-T-Y by Pretty. P-R-I-D-D-Y.
Right back at you with Damon Mesher.
Woo! Damon Mesher carves out space in the lane. Outstanding drive, but Damon. 12-9 Fort Loramie. 1:35 to go. First quarter. Don't think Zane Paul's had a shot yet for Bodkins.
He's not taking one.
Nate Meyer on him tightly, 30 feet away. Now Paul retreats near the Redskins logo at midcourt. High left at the point to Plyman. Now Wendell, 25 feet away, wants to use a screen. Then pitches it back on the play to the three-point shooter. A long one, but Tyler Free barely caught iron. Loose ball rebounded Jacob Plyman. To Zane Paul, top of the key, twirls into the lane, doesn't shoot. Hooks it back to Plyman at the foul line. Baseline right to Pretty. Might have gotten away with a walk. Dashes to the rim and banks it home. Time out called by Sean Powell, head coach of Bodkins. 12-11 Fort Loramie. A minute left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
But Chuck, as we talked in the pregame, we thought it would be important for Fort Loramie to get its nearly 10 points of contest from Caleb Meyer, who's been nursing injuries. He didn't start, hasn't entered the game yet. Fort Loramie's up one, 12-11, 47 ticks to go in the first quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Ratterman. Ratterman between the rings for the Redskins. 36 seconds to go in the first. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Damon Mesher. Out high to Devin Ratterman. Shot fake. Enters the lane. Flips it behind him to Brandaway. 18-footer hit the heel. Rebound baseline right by Paul of Botkins, which is down one. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Paul gave it up. Got it back. Shot the long 26-footer. Hits it. He was the trailer. At secondary break, Paul was behind Pretty and Tyler Free on that play. And Paul caught it unmolested from deep and buried it. And the final seconds tick down, ending the first quarter of play. Botkins on the three by Paul with about 4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Grabs a two-point lead after one. 14-12 Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, one of the reasons Fort Loramie took a bye in the first round of the tournament was so that head coach Corey Britton could heal his team up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, hey, Caleb Meyer is kind of their go-to guy, him and Brandaway.
Right.
And with him sitting out tonight, they're struggling a little bit to find some offense.
Yeah, Caleb has his black warm-up jersey still on. In fact, it looks like Fort Loramie may go much of this night with maybe no more than seven, maybe eight, but more than likely just seven players.
Well, if they haven't played him by now, there's a good chance he's not going to play.
Right. Well, Botkins gets possession to start the second quarter. They waste it. It's a Hail Mary three by Paul. Crooked off to the right, hit the rim, and skidded out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession. Redskins down two, although Fort Loramie led much of that first quarter. A Zane Paul triple in the waning seconds gave Botkins the lead. Here's a herky-jerky drive down the lane by Brandaway. He caught it, missed it, got the rebound back, though. Heads-up play. Burning, Brandaway high left. Imposing force in the middle for Botkins is Jacob Plyman. Albers has the ball at the foul line, behind him to Burning. Burning to Brandaway, cross-court skip past the Nate Meyer. Shot fake, foul line. Below it, twists, turns, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Burning, who heaves it cross-court to Brandaway. He navigates the lane, meets resistance. Behind him to Damon Mesher. Turnaround, Jay, wow. Foul line. Swish, Damon Mesher off to a brilliant start.
That's his third basket.
Three for the Redskins. Mesher, three field goals. 14-14 tie. 6:40 left, second quarter. Wendell's got the ball 25 feet away for Botkins. Homan playing the post now for Plyman is out briefly to start the second quarter for the Trojans. Left side of the court, it's Carter Plyman. On top, Denton Homan, the 6'4 junior. Ball whistled to the near side of the floor, behind Zane Paul, out of bounds, into the Redskins bench. 6:21 left here in the second quarter, game tied at 14.
Somebody's got to come off.
Momentarily, six black shirts on the floor
for
Botkins. They were
going to play a 3-3 zone.
And they reduced that 3-3 zone down to a 2-3. Game tied at 14. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the second. Skip pass, far left corner. Nate Myers got it for Fort Loramie. Straight away to Brandaway. Shot fake. Wants to enter the lane, can't. Goes back outside to Albers. Now Brandaway in the top of the circle. Buries a fadeaway. Inside the arc, a deuce. 16-14 Skins. Here's Jaden Pretty muscling along the left baseline. A lot of traffic, a lot of contact, too. Released the ball. It wasn't close. but he cleverly drew the two-shot foul. 2-point lead, Fort Loramie. Jaden Pretty at the stripe for the Botkins Trojans. Averaging 13 a game. First free throw, front rim, off the square, up above the flange, and then it trickles through. 16-15, Fort Loramie's lead is 1. Second shot by Pretty, deep knee bend, a little heavy. It hit the back brace in Karam DeBranda. We have Fort Loramie down to Burning. Left corner, Mesher, who's 3-for-3 in this game. Outside the arc, high right, Meyer. In the right corner, Brandewee. Outside the arc on the left of Mesher. Shot fake from three-point land. He scurries into the lane. A runner banked it strong, no good. Loose ball rebound, Brandewee. Triple try, yes! Brandewee from distance. Two straight hoops for Nick Brandewee for the Redskins, who lead it by 4. 5:18 to go, second quarter. Pretty 30 feet away. Plyman back on the court now for Botkins. Now it goes to Holman. It's popped loose, taken away by Fort Loramie's Burning. Down to Mesher. Oh, a great two-on-one transition break. Mesher on the finish.
Boy, that's what we were talking about, being strong with the basketball. They just picked it away from him that time and got a basket out of it.
There you go. That's a theme that, if it continues, will favor Fort Loramie significantly. Botkins with the ball. Pretty at the elbow on the right. Nate Meyer chucks him a little bit and rappels pretty backwards. He gives up his dribble, goes to Jacob Plyman, 25 feet away on the right. Around the top of the circle to Wendell, now to Pretty. 4:35 to go in the second. Fort Loramie 21, Botkins 15. Trojans unable to get out and run like they had the last few weeks. Cross court, skip pass to Wendell. Wendell hoists up a three. It hit the rim, right into the lap of Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. Back court to Mesher. He storms down the right side of the floor. Running one-hander, athletic play. Little strong on the shot. Long rebound to the Redskins. Brandewee's got it. Into the lane. Looping one-hander. Hits it, and a foul on Botkins. Marvelous second quarter for Nick Brandewee of Fort Loramie.
Well, they scored 12 in the first quarter. They've scored 11 in the first half of the second quarter. And Brandewee's got 7. Mesher's got 4 in this quarter.
4:08 to go, second period. Redskins up 8 over Botkins, 23-15.
Caleb Meyer has checked into the game now.
Yep, 21 is out there for the Skins. Here is Brandewee trying to convert the three-point chance. Strong off the flange on the free throw. Rebound kicks to Plyman for Botkins. Down the floor to Pretty. Lobs to Plyman, 35 feet away. Plyman back to Pretty. Fakes left, goes right. Hooks a pass into the middle of the floor. Right to Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Nate Meyer. Meyer baseline right to Evan Holscher, who's in. He backs Plyman down, then pitches into the corner to Meyer. Open look, three-pointer, bullseye! Caleb Meyer continues the hot shooting for the Redskins, who have now amassed an 11-point lead. 3:37 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, a fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles available for you to see right now at Geyer's. Customer pricing and financing always. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. Botkins down 11. Here's a travel by Pretty at the top of the circle. A bad one, not called. Pretty to the rim, blocked by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. Wasn't that a walk, Chuck?
Yeah, he started to go up. There was a defender there, and he took an extra step to get around him.
I could not believe that was not observed by the officials. 3:09 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 26, Botkins 15. Trojans have not been strong with the ball here in the second quarter. They've made some errant passes, and they're settling now for threes. Zane Paul just tried one behind the screen. That was from way out, and it was way short.
They have not tried to go down on the block to Jacob Lyman since the first time down the floor.
Exactly. Deep in the right corner, Redskins with the ball. Caleb Meyer enters to the short corner to Nate Meyer, back to the basket, hooking foul on Botkins. Redskins playing with more energy, passing the ball more crisply.
They're playing smarter.
2:50 left in the second quarter. And the Botkins Trojans, who've been running up 60 points a game the last few weeks, have been held in check to just 15. And on the inbounds play, Nate Meyer gets a chippy right below the rim. Who made the pass, Chuck?
Brandewey inbound the ball.
Brandewey, who is a dandy assist maker, just made another one. Low on the left.
Wow.
Here is a spinning move on the play by Tyler Free of Botkins, and he scores from 6 feet. And that stops the bleeding for the Trojans, who are down 11. Quick shot by Fort Loramie at the other end. It is no good. Rebound Botkins. 2:16 left in the second. Trojans need a run before halftime. Plyman out high on the right. Hand off to Pretty. Plyman rolls. Holscher puts a hand up in his face. Then Plyman catches the second look. He twists into the lane, half hook, left hand, six-footer, scores, Plyman.
There's nothing you can do about that if you give him the ball down there.
Right, he hasn't touched it enough, that's for sure. Four straight points for the Trojans, who are down 9, minute 48 to go in the second. Here's Caleb Meyer, dribble drive, enters the paint, short shot, deflected, popped in the air by Plyman of Botkins. Good defense. Quickly right corner, Zane Paul. Here's a long three, and it's long. He's off tonight.
It was a long three. You're correct.
24-footer, went about 26. Here's Fort Loramie, four-court to her left. Minute 22 to go. Second period, 28-19 Redskins. Biggest lead was 13. Devin Ratterman fires a pass cross-court in the corner. Caleb Meyer. Short corner now, Nate Meyer. Pivots, ducks under, leans in, banks it strong. Soaring high for the rebound, Jacob Plyman of Botkins. Three straight stops now by the Trojans. Here's Carter Plyman, forecourt right. Behind him to Jaden Pretty. Pick and roll with Jacob Plyman in the lane. And a couple Fort Loramie defenders thought Plyman was going to give it up. They left him, and Plyman rolls one in with his fingertips right in front.
I got it back down to 7. Maybe you dipped here before the half.
42 seconds to go, second quarter. Caleb Meyer, top of the circle. Nate Meyer, back door to Evan Holscher. Makes a sloppy pass, broken up by Botkin, stolen. Reach-in foul, Fort Loramie. But the Redskins have hit a drought. Botkin's starting to warm up. 6 straight points by the visiting team in black. It was 28-15, Fort Loramie. Now it's 28-21. Just over a half minute to go in quarter number 2. Paul walks at the midcourt. Really don't think Botkins has gotten a fast break chance in the entire first 2 quarters, Joe.
No, they have not.
Right wing, it's Carter Plyman. Brandewey just picks his pocket. One-on-one with Holman. Brandewey to the rim. The ball dances off the iron. Strong offensive rebound by Albers. He's knotted up and fouled. Grabbed waist high. Don't think it's in the act of shooting. Baseline possession for Fort Loramie with 15.4 to go in quarter number 2. Redskins up 7. They haven't scored in 2.5 minutes. Baseline right. Damon Mesher, the playmaker, looks. Fires 30 feet away to Nate Meyer. On top to Nolan Burning, 12-11. Left flank, Damon Mesher, air ball with 8 seconds to go. Here comes Botkins. Paul to midcourt. Baseball pass, right corner, Pretty. Long, high arching bomb, 27-footer. No good, off the heel, way up in the air. And it's batted around as the second quarter finishes. Good close by Botkins, which tallied the last 6. To whittle a 13-point deficit down to 7. 28-21, Fort Loramie at halftime on scores, broadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 28-21, Fort Loramie leads Botkins in what could be a preview of a sectional championship match at Piqua 2 weeks from tonight. Say, if you need true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, builds a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. And Tom and Jerry's takes pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those cold spots. Make an appointment now through the company website, tomjerrys.com, or call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit tomjerrys.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 7-point lead Fort Loramie. Chuck, not as inspiring a game as we thought. I hesitate to say that the two clubs are saving something for a repeat head-to-head match in 2 weeks, but you just get the feeling that neither team is going all out consistently over the first half of this contest.
Well, I think, you know, it's a cold night. I think maybe third place means more to us than it does to them, quite honestly.
There you go.
They're not playing. They're not really playing for anything, and they know they got each other in 2 weeks. So
yeah.
I think that has something to do with what we're watching it. But you're right. It's not been very inspiring in the first half.
Yeah, unless Jackson Center would lose to Fairlawn tonight. Jackson Center and Anna have cemented the top two spots in the league ahead of Fort Loramie and Botkins. Anna, of course, winning it outright last weekend. Jackson Center number two, two losses behind Anna.
Well, we're looking at 11-10 rebounding advantage for Fort Loramie. 4-1 on the offensive boards. That's just sheer hustle. Four turnovers by Fort Loramie, 5 for Botkins. 2 for 4 from the free throw line for the Trojans. 1 of 4 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Individual scoring for Botkins. They were led by Jacob Plyman with 9. Jaden Pretty with 7, Zane Fall with 3, Tyler Free with 2. They scored 14 and 7, 21 for the first half. Lormie had Brandewee with 8 and Mesher with 8. Then they got 4 out of Nate Meyer, 3 from Caleb Meyer, 3 from Nolan Burning, and 2 from Grant Albers. They scored 12 and 16. They lead it 28-21 at the half.
Now, you know, Chuck, even if Jackson Center would win tonight, Bodkins with 2 victories tonight over Fort Loramie, Monday on the road at Anna. That won't be easy, that's for sure. Tonight's not easy. Bodkins is down 7. But even if Jackson were to win tonight, 2 victories by Bodkins, and they earn a second-place tie. Both teams, 3 losses, 9-3. But not a lot of energy in the Fort Loramie High School gym this evening.
No, not really. And I think Loramie's banged up a little bit. And you know, Bodkins had kind of a tough offensive start to the game. The second quarter, they didn't do anything until about the last 3 minutes of the quarter. They were down double digits and got it down to 7. They got to feel good about the fact that they're only down 7 at the half.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. In Sydney, easy for me to say. Cindy was my high school girlfriend.
Okay.
According to Jody Sager, Fairlawn leads Jackson Center by 3 points at the halftime break. How about that?
Let's get in the car. Drive there.
That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Fort Loramie by 7 over Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meyering suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meyering.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Fort Loramie leads Bodkins by 7, 28-21. We're about 90 seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal promotes student, academic, and athletic success right here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our inception 14 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And that move happened back in 1982. Here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment, we highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. For Bodkins, Liza Oslagi, junior cheerleader, 3.2 GPA, daughter of Bob and Clarissa, active in so many programs and sports, cross country, swimming. In fact, Liza Oslagi, Chuck, is the school record holder at Bodkins in the backstroke as of this high school sports season.
Nice.
She plays softball, active in choir. By the way, she's been swimming for 13 years. And she serves Mass at the Immaculate Conception Church. And in March,
or I should say at the beginning of this month, as she took part in Washington, D.C. in the March for Life. And she'll go on to the Coast Guard after her high school education at Bodkins. Liza Oslagi, a junior. For Fort Loramie, senior cheerleader Laura Gruey, daughter of Dave and Peggy, 3.75 GPA. She is active in the Upper Valley Joint Vocational School Medical Careers Program. Also participates in Skills USA. She's a football and basketball cheerleader. She volunteers at church. Older brother Andy, a 2015 Fort Loramie graduate, and older sister Leah, a 2012 Fort Loramie graduate. Third quarter of our game just underway, Chuck, and right off the bat, Fort Loramie possession, a quick three ball pumped in to extend the Redskins' lead from 28-21 to 31-21.
Well, good ball movement, and they found Mesher in a corner, and he buried it.
What a game for Damon. He's got 9 points already,
he's got
right?
11.
11.
Yeah.
He's got 4 twos and a three. Very sloppy pass at midcourt by Bodkins. Stolen away by Albers. Albers down the floor. Wow. Spectacular off-balance shot in the lane. Counted plus one. Terrific play by Albers. What a steal. A run out. He was knocked off his spot in the paint area. Falling to the floor. Flipped it in. Down he went. He's at the stripe with a big-time add one.
Well, he had presence of mind to go ahead and flip it up towards the rim.
Foul shot is right on the button, and a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and a three-point play behind the arc. Don't look now, 6 very quick points by Fort Loramie, and that 13-point lead has been retained, 34-21. Redskins led 28-15 with about 2.5 to go in the second quarter, and it's a 13-point spread once again. Here's Jacob Plyman on the arc, weaves to Pretty. Pretty took the handoff, but Fort Loramie's waiting on him. Okay, Redskins defense has been spot on.
I'm not impressed by them having Jacob Plyman playing out on the perimeter.
30 feet away, Pretty with the ball, hands off to Paul. Paul's got, what, one long made shot so
far? Yeah,
he
made 1-3.
Paul 20 feet away, top of the circle, Carter Plyman. Into the lane, it goes to Holman. Turnaround shot with the left hand, way short. Rebound caught by Jacob Plyman. Quickly fires back out on the arc. Bodkins resets. 6:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Whistle holding in the lane on Fort Loramie.
Well, they got about a 5-inch height advantage, and they didn't look it inside to throw the ball.
Chuck, Bodkins has had about 3 possessions in this game, which have been, what, 35, 40 seconds? Empty.
Yeah. They're so used to shooting threes, I think it's in their brain to make an adjustment to know that they got the 6'5 kid that's almost unstoppable.
Fort Loramie's defense is stalemated. Bodkins so far in this contest tonight. Pretty penetrates the lane, goes baseline right to Holman. He can't shoot. Back out on the arc to Paul, and Bodkins reorganizes. Skip pass, cross court to Pretty in the right corner. Looks over the rim, doesn't let it fly. Goes short corner, into the lane, fires a pass cross court. It's wild, out of bounds. Fort Loramie ball, 2 minutes gone, third quarter. 13-point lead, Redskins. Here comes Burning up and over the timeline. Whips a pass down to the right to Brandewee. Brandewee veers, right corner, doesn't shoot. Cross-court look, then it's dumped low down in the left to Mesher. Wide open, banked it in from 5 feet. He's got 13, and Fort Loramie's up 15. Here's Paul, baseline drive. Wrap-around pass, not a good one. The Fort Loramie defender was there below the backboard and stuffed that ball out of bounds. Paul will inbounds, baseline left for Bodkins. Nope. Jaden Pretty's got the honors. Pretty wants to throw it in. Looks, airmails it out back to Carter Plyman, 25 feet away. Boy, the first meeting between these two clubs, Pretty had 20, Paul had 13, Plyman had 12. High right with the ball is Paul, can't shoot. Needs help, gives it to Pretty. Pretty is stymied at midcourt, still dribbling. Bodkins not initiating the offense yet. Pretty still bouncing. Outside the arc on the left to Plyman. Left corner goes from Jacob to Carter. Back to Jacob Plyman in the lane. Oh, hop, step, and a jump. Clearly walked. Missed it with the left hand anyway.
Rebound shot, Botkins, no. And it's batted up in the air by the Trojans, who tip it out of bounds. Jaden Pretty, Jacob Plyman have a tendency to shuffle.
Yep.
4:47 left in the third quarter.
Well, Pretty's got a problem because Mesher's as quick as he is, and that's hurting him offensively.
A good observation. Here's Damon Mesher with the ball, forecourt right for Fort Loramie. Paul on him. He gave it up to Nate Meyer in the right corner. High point on the left to Brandewee. Wants to drive, can't. Burning straight away. Yet to score in the second half is Botkins. Ball entered into the lane to Grant Albers. Turnaround Jay from 12. It hit the heel. Kicked out. Pretty's got it for Botkins. He motors into the lane. Drives right down the paint. Hooks it up while going toward the basket. Ball glances off the top of the board, but he was jarred while releasing it, and he's got two free throws coming. Again, the Trojans scoreless for nearly 4 minutes.
Yeah, no, there's a combination with it. Hey, Loramie playing the defense. We're expecting to see them play.
Pretty at the stripe for Botkins, and he cans the foul shot. Well, we talked about it in the pregame. Fort Loramie makes you run your offense crisply. You've got to be sharp against Fort Loramie's defense if you want to generate points. And Fort Loramie's made life difficult for Botkins. Two free throws here by Pretty. Good. 36-23. 15-point lead for Fort Loramie. Shaved to 13. And we're down to four to go in the third quarter. Little pick and roll. Brandewee out high to Evan Mesher. Mesher catches low on the right. He staggers. That's because he was clipped on the play by Plyman on the inside for Botkins. And Evan Holscher's awarded two foul shots.
That's a good pick and roll that time.
Evan Holscher, one of two seniors on this Fort Loramie roster. Botkins, by the way, has just one, and that's Elliot Gubo, out with a hand injury. Free throw, Evan Holscher, no. Second shot upcoming. Fort Loramie's lead 13. Left-hander, Evan buries it. 37-23, Fort Loramie. 3:54 and counting left, third quarter. Here's Paul motioning, hand to the chest, top of the circle. That signifies something. Gives it up to Tyler Free, 25 feet away. Now to Pretty. Well, Pretty wants to drive, but I tell you what, Nolan Burning will have no part of it. Pretty dribbling, looking for Paul in the back cut. Nothing there. Right back to Free, right back to Pretty. Fort Loramie's defense has stalled out Botkins' offensive.
Too many dribble queens out here tonight.
Here's Pretty dribbling, foul line. Runner from 14, short. Rebound Botkins, batted away from Pretty into the hands of Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, what a look. Burning inside the Nate Meyer. Botkins' defender is not set. And the foul goes against Paul for blocking. 3:17 to go in the third quarter. Two lonely free throws. That's all Botkins has tallied in the third period of this game. 37-23, Redskins lead is 14. It was 7 at the half.
That's the third foul on Paul.
Baseline right, burning triggering for Fort Loramie. Wants to go inside to Albers. Instead goes low on the left to Mesher. Overshot it. That's because he was displaced. Somebody undercut him down low on the left. Mesher's got two foul shots for Fort Loramie. I tell you what, the Redskins are usually very difficult to defend when they inbound the ball below the basket.
Yeah.
Foul shot, Mesher, perfect. 38-23, Fort Loramie up 15. 3:15 left here in the third. Second shot, Mesher. Two bounces on the way. Ooh, it spun around three times, came out like a top. It came curling around the orange into the hands of Jacob Plyman for Botkins. Center court to Pretty. Coming out to catch is Plyman on a weave to Wendell. Now Tyler Free, 25 feet away. Baseline right, short corner, Plyman back to the basket, muscles, hooks it, no good. Fine defense, Evan Holscher, Fort Loramie. Loose ball, rebound, and it's jabbed out of bounds off Botkins.
Good defense that time. They forced him away from the basket, and it was a tough shot.
Wow. We complimented Fort Loramie in the pregame, Chuck, for its defense all year. It has been Fort Loramie defense extraordinaire tonight.
23 points for Botkins is kind of unbelievable.
Baseline right, Damon Mesher for the Redskins. On top to Burning. Burning whips a pass left corner for Devin Ratterman. Exploding on the play is Jaden Pretty, who slaps it out of bounds. 2:40 to go, third quarter. 38-23, Fort Loramie by 15. Ball inbounded to Mesher, top of the circle. Boy, these point-per-game averages for Botkins taking a hit tonight. Outside the arc on the left, Mesher. Straight away, Albers for Fort Loramie. Albers foul line. Now Devin Ratterman, 25 feet away. To Evan Holscher. Interesting lineup. Albers and Holscher both on the floor at the same time. Open look, Devin Ratterman. High right. Bullseye. 25-footer. Devin Ratterman. Not a lot of arch, but he connected.
He's a good three-point shooter, and I'll tell you, they used the clock. They ran their play. They found a wide-open three. They didn't take anything early in what would have been the shot clock.
Biggest margin of this game, 18. 41-23. Plyman, short corner. Powers into the lane. Works against Albers. Goes up with the left. Shy of the mark. That's because there was contact.
Yeah, Holscher got him.
We're down to a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. Botkins has not produced a field goal in the period. 13-point quarter for Fort Loramie, outscoring Botkins 13-2. It's still 13-2 because Plyman's free throw barely drew iron. Chuck, this is not the Botkins team we expected to see tonight at all.
No. And they've kind of packed it up now, it looks like.
Botkins Trojans have been red hot the last dozen games, winning 11. Averaging in the mid-60s, low to mid-60s, I should say, during that stretch. Botkins coming into the game with a chance to win two and tie Jackson Center for second. Last we heard, Jackson Center was getting beat. Fort Loramie with a win tonight can tie Botkins for the third spot in the league. And then by beating Fairlawn on Monday, Fort Loramie can earn the number three spot all by itself. Timeout call, just under two to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie with a huge lead of 18 points. We're so pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy here on scoresbroadcast.com. Pinnacle at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He is a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works individually with you. He develops a customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie treats knees, shoulders, ankles. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park, phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Well, after the timeout, Botkins converted the second free throw, and then with a minute 49 to go in the third, Chuck, Fort Loramie called a half-minute timeout.
They couldn't get the ball in, so it was a good call.
41-24, Redskins up 17. Really a lot to play for tonight, Chuck, when you go a little deeper into the Shelby County League standings. But Botkins simply not sharp, a little low on energy. Fort Loramie's defense has taken the starch out of the Trojans' offense.
I think that the defensive start by Fort Loramie created the attitude that Botkins has at this point.
Here's a long pass down the floor to Devin Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Out back to Damon Mesher. And Damon Mesher has had a heck of a game for Fort Loramie, coming in off the bench. He didn't start. Far left wing, Nolan Burning. Wants to move against Pretty. Takes two steps. Throws a cross court to Ratterman. Right corner, Damon Mesher. Down low in the right, Devin Holscher. Bad rotation by Botkins. Holscher with the layup.
What a great pass.
Half court offense by the Redskins worked beautifully. It's been non-existent in the half court for Botkins. Deep left corner, Carter Plyman looks inside. goes to the elbow to Jacob. Jacob Plyman, who's seen his average rise and rise and rise over the course of the year to a little better than 13, has been limited tonight.
Well, he's got 10, but it's been he got most of those early.
Down to 54 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The guards, Paul and Pretty, have been slowed down big time. Elbow on the left, it's Plyman. Bodkins, another long possession for the Trojans, and they settle for a triple. 25-footer Wendell. He had hit the flange, went way out to the top of the circle where it's guarded by Brandewee. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Redskins throw it cross court to Devin Radiman. Fort Loramie will shoot for one at the end of period number three, already up 19. Here's a drive into the paint area. Damon Mesher on the arc to Radiman. Back out to Brandewee. 14-13. Brandewee between the legs on the dribble. Top of the circle. Delivers it back to Mesher. 6-5. Mesher ahead of the key. Navigates the lane. Wendell reaches in and gets a hand on the wrist of the Fort Loramie player. No, it's ruled a violation. A jump.
Caught a jump ball.
Arrow favors the Trojans, who've got 2.4 left. 19-point lead for Loramie.
I think Coach Britton would have been a little more vocal on that if he went all the way up 19.
Holman to Pretty at midcourt. On the run, lets it fly from 45 off to the right. Fort Loramie's got a 19-point cushion as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Third quarter score, Fairlawn Jackson Center tied at 29 all. A Bodkins win tonight. A Jackson Center loss tonight. Bodkins goes into second in the Shelby County League, but the Bodkins Trojans are not helping themselves. Very little movement on offense, too much dribbling, not enough passing. Just the opposite for Fort Loramie. Outstanding motion offense for the Redskins. Good outside shooting. The guard play of Bodkins, Paul and Pretty, have been stopped cold.
Well, they had 6 baskets in the first quarter, 3 in the second, none in the third.
No field goals for Bodkins in that third quarter. 3 points, all on free throws. Here we go. We start the fourth. Backdoor cut. Brandewee to Caleb Meyer. Short on the shot. Rebound down to Bodkins. 19-point lead, Redskins. Bodkins simply cannot find a crack in that Fort Loramie defense,
Joe. No, they're not getting anything easy, that's for sure.
There's a ball lobbed down low on the right to Plyman. Plyman's got it with 2 men on his hip, but he cannot convert. Does get 2 foul shots, though. That was about as open as Plyman has been all night long. I think he was expecting tighter defense. He was anticipating it, didn't get it, and short-armed the shot. He does have 2 at the charity stripe coming. And it's way short. Just no fire in the belly of the Bodkins Trojans tonight.
Nope.
43-24 Fort Loramie. 7:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Plyman connects on the second one. He's got 11, but the guards, Paul and Pretty, have combined for what, Chuck?
Well, Pretty's got 9. Paul's got 3.
So that's 12 for those two. They average about 23 between them. And the support staff for Bodkins has delivered nothing. Deep in the left corner, it is Caleb Meyer with the ball for Fort Loramie. He goes cross-court on the play to Nate Meyer. Meyer checked by Paul. Nate into the paint area. Back out to Brandewee behind him. Guarded by Holman. Skip pass, left corner, burning. Fakes the 18-footer, goes to Holscher in the lane. Right corner, Meyer open, jacks up the 3, hit the rim, top of the backboard, might have skimmed off the edge of the clock.
Hit the clock.
So that's a dead ball out of bounds.
They call it foul.
Push-off foul in the lane. I thought the shot hit the clock and was out of bounds, but there was a shoving foul on Fort Loramie below the basket.
Well, they called it on Holscher. That's his fourth.
Four on Holscher. Fort Loramie up 18 with 6:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Carter Plyman with the ball, far right wing to Paul. Paul's got one made basket in this game. 3 points.
I think he's only taken two or three shots.
You're right. And the ones he's missed have been way off. Ball thrown into the lane to Plyman. Fort Loramie's doubling him. They put the sandwich on, and they pinball the leather up into the air and take it away.
Not going to get the pass over top of Brandewey.
How many miscues for Botkins?
Nine.
Seems like more than that.
I know.
All-around play, though, has not been sharp for the Trojans. A lot of empty possessions. And they've settled for threes. Poor shot selection. Here's a turnover by Fort Loramie in the half court to her right. 2 minutes gone in the fourth, and Fort Loramie's up 18, 43-25. Far left wing, Carter Plyman jacks up a three for Botkins. It's off the back rim. Ball goes way up in the air, soars high, and then drops right into the lap of Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Spin move, left corner burning. Hand off to Mesher for the Redskins. Now Fort Loramie, with this win tonight, Chuck, and a victory over Fairlawn here on Monday, can seal up third place all by its lonesome. Look out, Burning, unguarded. 22-footer, high left, good, but Nolan Burning. You leave him open, and you chalk it up.
Might as well put the three up there and head back.
Yes. Biggest lead of the night, 19 for Fort Loramie. Or I should say 21 for Fort Loramie. Check your math, Jack. Here's Carter Plyman, three ball, left corner, Botkins short. Rebound Redskins, who are up 46-25 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
This will be one of those scores that people around the league go, huh?
Yeah, 25 points from Botkins. Dribble drive through the lane, Caleb Meyer, deep right corner, Mesher for Fort Loramie. Adam Meyer, 25 feet out. Psychologically, Chuck, I think this gives the advantage to Fort Loramie in the next meeting if they hook up in a sectional tournament.
Not any doubt. And if Loramie comes out and gets any kind of a lead on him, it's going to be really tough.
And they give Botkins a dose of this defense again in the first 8 to 12 minutes of the next meeting.
Right.
Three-point shot missed by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Then Botkins throws it away. Redskins have got it. Meyer right corner. Poor defense by Botkins. They let Meyer go around. Late pass to Nate Meyer coming in from the left corner. And a reach-in foul against Botkins with 4:14 to go here in the fourth. 46-25, Fort Loramie up 21. Nate Meyer at the stripe, and he misses the free throw off to the right. Substitutions, Redskins. With a couple or three changes on the court, Ty Ruhenkamp, 6 foot sophomore, will return in a moment. Timeout called. 4:14 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie convincingly over Botkins by 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Ruhenkamp has checked in. He's a 6 foot sophomore. He had 23 in the JV game tonight.
He can light it
up.
He's
a 3 point shooting, and he handles the basketball well and goes to the rim well. He's got some pretty good size, too. They list him at 6 feet. I thought he looks a little bit bigger than that, doesn't he?
Chuck, I think the Redskins sprout 3 point shooters out of the womb.
They do.
Wow. One after another. Second free throw here for Nate Meyer. He missed the first before the timeout. 21-point lead Fort Loramie. 4:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nate Meyer rattles that one in. 47-25, Redskins' biggest spread.
Still in a quarter and a half, not a basket for Botkins.
That's crazy. 12 minutes, second half of this game. Botkins without a field goal. Here's a foul against Fort Loramie away from the action. That's team foul 6 on the Redskins, 5 on Botkins. Of course, all of those numbers really cosmetic at this point. Fort Loramie's got this thing salted away. Ball inbounded to Pretty outside the arc on the left. Paul comes out to catch. Brandon, we on him. Pretty, 30 feet away. Nate Meyer guards into the post to Plyman. Hand off to Holman. Holman generates room down the lane, flips it up on the go. Hit the top of the backboard. He was chopped up on the arm. Still no baskets for Botkins in the entire second half. At the line is Denton Holman for Botkins, and his free throw circles the rim twice, hangs on the flange, kerplunk, it drops in. 47-26. The lead for Fort Loramie, 21, remains 21. It was briefly 47-25. That was the biggest. Second foul shot, no good. Rebound for Loramie, quickly down the floor. Brandwee down inside the Nate Meyer. Missed a chippy, got the rebound back. He was altered on the second shot, but Jacob Plyman couldn't get it to go. Botkins with the board.
That was a great pass by Brandwee that time.
Here's Pretty, foul line extended left, knocked off balance. He was jarred on the play by a Fort Loramie player, 1-1 for Pretty. Down to 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter, Chuck, and as you highlighted a moment ago, Botkins still without a bucket in the second half. Botkins really had a lot to play for. Last we heard, Jackson Center Fairlawn tied going into the fourth. A Botkins win tonight. And a Jackson Center defeat. Botkins jumps into second place. But
well, and it doesn't bode well for them to go to Anna on Monday night.
No.
Because Anna is the best team in the league.
Both free throws good by Botkins. Who made those two shots, Chuck?
That was Pretty.
Jaden Pretty.
He's now to 11.
Jaden Pretty's got 11. Plyman's in double digits.
He's also got 11.
That's 22 of the 28. The rest of the club's got 6.
Yep.
Zane Paul's got 3. Here is Fort Loramie attacking to her right, leading by 19, 47-28, 3:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Mesher with the ball, 30 feet out. Hands it off on the play to Burning. Burning guarded by Tyler Free.
No, I don't mind them working on this because they have struggled some going four corners with a lead. So now up 19, if there's no pressure, I like them working on this.
And in these situations in the future, Chuck, if you're Fort Loramie, you've got to sink free throws when you do get to the stripe.
Yep, they are 5 of 11 tonight.
Yeah, that's an area in which head coach Corey Britton must continue to work his team. Free throw shooting has dropped off over the course of the season. 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive into the lane, Mesher. And the ball is jammed away from the backside. Good play by Tyler Free. Loose ball on the baseline. What's been called?
Free tried to pick it up with his foot. They called a kick.
Okay.
It was a correct call. He did an intentional kick of the basketball.
2:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Brandwee sits down for Fort Loramie. I doubt if we see him again. Lead 19 for the Redskins. Ball lobbed out back to Devin Ratterman. He goes outside the arc on the right to Caleb Meyer, who gives it up, gets it back. Ty Ruhenkamp's got the ball 35 feet away. Down to Meyer in the right corner. There's a telegraph pass cross court into the hands of Paul of Botkins. A run out the other way. Driving layup good by Paul. The first field goal for Botkins in almost 14 minutes of the second half. 47-30, Redskins. Deep right corner, Caleb Meyer. Into the lane, it goes to Mesher. Shot fake. Oh, what an athletic play. Turnaround hook with the right hand. It curled around and came off. Rebound Botkins. Paul, forecourt left to Pretty. Pretty dances into the lane, foul strike below the free throw line. Good on the 12-footer.
Botkins, where's this been?
Yes, Botkins coming alive. Two field goals in the last 25 seconds. Fort Loramie's lead is 15. Probably not enough. Far too late for Botkins. A minute 52 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
New underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com: Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 700 East Park. You just heard from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center a moment ago. LaCow, longtime founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jeff Bray, Rhett Gish, and I couldn't have gotten this launched back in 06 and 07 without the great support from LaCow Equipment. We thank the management, staff, and associates at LaCow very, very much. Well, we got a foul on Bodkins, holding out at the top of the circle. One and one for Fort Loramie with a minute 25 to go. Redskins 21-point lead down to 15, 47-32. And a few fans starting to file out here at the Fort Loramie gym tonight. Pretty good crowd on hand for this Friday night Shelby County League tilt. Both sides about two-thirds, three-fourths full. Foul shot, Nolan Burning got it. 48-32 Fort Loramie.
Probably headed to Brookings, get us some chicken.
Yeah, it sounds good. It is rolling around. Second free throw is in. A lot of iron hit every centimeter of the ring. Burning got it to fall. 49-32 Fort Loramie. Minute 16 and counting. Late in the fourth. Two buckets for Bodkins in the entire second half. Here's Pretty, shake and bake, foul line extended right, fadeaway 16-footer, swish. 1 minute left, Fort Loramie up 15. Here at midcourt with the ball is Burning, and head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. Chuck will keep it right here.
He just want a sub.
Substitution for the Skins. As we tell you all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Chuck, is that Austin Plyman on the floor, 6'4 freshman for Fort Loramie? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it is.
Out back, Evan Holscher hoists up a three ball. No good off the back brace. Fort Loramie garners the long rebound. 26 seconds to go. Evan Holscher again, the senior, hits it. He hits it. Evan Holscher, 6'3 senior. One of two 12th graders recognized here tonight at Fort Loramie on senior night. Nick Brandewy, the other one. Evan Holscher has just buried a three ball to make it 52-34. Here's a quick triple by Botkins, way short. Rebound Fort Loramie, and that'll do it. It's over. Fort Loramie's defense put the clamps on Botkins tonight, and the Trojans' offense stalled out. It got nothing done. Only two field goals in the entire final 16 minutes of this game. And Fort Loramie wins easily by 18 points. Biggest lead was 21. 52-34, the final. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And don't forget the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Two fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. We thank all the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. Don't forget, Brookins in Fort Loramie, that's Saturday night special tomorrow evening. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops, plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, juicy roasted chicken. That's Brookins, 10 Elm Street. Carl Arnes, the owner, creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Thursday through Saturday, open till 2:30 at Brookins, 10 Elm Street. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Chuck, all Fort Loramie tonight, quite surprising.
Yeah, I mean, they trailed 14-12 at the end of the first quarter, and that was the end of the Botkins evening at that point. They did get outscored in the fourth quarter, 10-9, but that was way too late.
If my memory serves me correctly, that might have been Botkins' only lead, that brief lead at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, they were down. I mean, and then they hit that three. Paul hit the three that gave them the lead. And then that was pretty much it. Loramie went on a 16-7 second quarter and 15-3 in the third quarter to put this thing away.
Now, here's the situation now. Botkins plays at Anna on Monday. A tournament game on the 21st of February versus Newton for Botkins at Piqua. Fort Loramie has got Fairlawn here on Monday. Fort Loramie plays on the 25th of February in the Piqua sectional against the Lehman Mississinewa Valley Victor. The two clubs, Botkins and Fort Loramie, seeded 2 and 3 respectively. They're in the same half of the Piqua tourney. They are in the upper bracket of that sectional. Last we heard, Jackson Center led Fairlawn by 5 with about 3 minutes to go. So a Jackson Center victory would keep the Tigers solidly in second place in the Shelby County League with a season-ending mark in league action of 9-3. Botkins could have pulled within a half game with a victory tonight over Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Botkins simply did not play very well. Fort Loramie now 7-4 in the Shelby County League, 14-6 overall. Fort Loramie can nail down third place all by its lonesome with a victory over Fairlawn on Monday night. Redskins now 14-6, 7-4 in the league. And Botkins, by virtue of this defeat tonight, now 16-5, 7-4 in the league. Botkins has the add-on game remaining with Anna on Monday. Fort Loramie, the add-on game remaining with Fairlawn on Monday. 11 of 12 victories by Botkins going all the way back, Chuck, to December 28th when that string was started with a win at New Knoxville. Only setback throughout the period that spans parts of 3 months was a loss to Anna, 66-38 on January 10th at Botkins. Trojans have been rolling along, scored 72 against Fairlawn. Three of the last four wins in the mid to upper 60s, 59 and 58 respectively, in beating Rushi and Houston, 68 and knocking off Lima Bath. And tonight, a final measly total of how many for Botkins?
34.
34. Nearly half, just only half of Botkins' output over the last dozen games or so.
Well, they got out rebounded. They only turned the ball over 9 times. We talked about that. They didn't really turn it a bunch, but the individual scoring for Botkins, they were led by Pretty. He had 15. He scored 6 in the first quarter and 6 in the fourth quarter. Only 3 in the middle two quarters when they got ran out. On the other side, Damon Mesher led the Redskins, are Clancy's players of the game. For Botkins, I'm going to go with Jaden Pretty. And for Fort Loramie, I'm going to go with Damon Mesher. And Evan Holscher hit that big three senior last game on this court, ended up with 6 points. Thought he did a pretty nice job out there tonight.
Sure did. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All you can eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A fine performance by Fort Loramie tonight, Chuck, which did not allow any dribble penetration from Botkins, nor any pass penetration. It was effective. Botkins just simply did not get the ball down below the foul line.
Well, like
Damon Mesher didn't play in the first meeting, and wow, he was
terrific.
Oh, yes.
But if you take a look at this, I mean, Botkins has been a three-point shooting team for a couple of years.
Right.
Now they got a big kid that is really coming around. They got to learn how to use him a little bit more, because I didn't think tonight they used him well at all.
No, didn't. And a shout-out again this evening to Isla Fry. That is Brett Myers' mother-in-law. Brett, longtime fine coach at Botkins. We say hello to Isla Fry up in Napoleon. And how about those Napoleon Lady Cats, number two in the state in Division II. Understand their point guard might have tuned in tonight for Napoleon. But we say hello to Isla Fry. Too bad we don't have better news from here at Fort Loramie. Redskins beat the Botkins Trojans easily. Surprising. I expected this game to be far more competitive. Going to be interesting to see what it's like if and when they do hook up again in 2 weeks.
Well, you assume that's what we're going to see, and I think it'll be a different game. But I'll tell you, Loramie, they are always going to play defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they play defense like that, they're in every game. Yeah. They were in the Anna game, and they were really in this game.
Yeah, Chuck, we've seen the Fort Loramie boys play a number of times this year. I don't think we have seen them defensively have lapses for any kind of an extended period. No. Not once all year.
Their lapses are usually offensive.
Right, right.
Defensively, they just play hard to hold the entire game.
Anchor underwriting sponsors, as always, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, A Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Again, thanks so much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, GoffneyEna furniture.com. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Reese C. Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. The in-between, just south of Botkins, food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Morey's. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Ron Mooney is our scores, Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck, you're going to help me recall that final score once again. 52-34. For Chuck, on stats, color, and on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Be with us tomorrow night, 7:10 webcast time, Minster at Anna, tip-off at 7:30. Final score, 52-34, Fort Loramie over Botkins on scores, Broadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.